The response to the floods is being led by the Myanmar authorities, and at the forefront of the response are the local authorities, local organizations, and NGOs, and the Myanmar Red Cross Society. The UN and international NGOs are providing support. Initially, we are sending out assessment teams to the most affected areas to assess the most pressing and urgent humanitarian needs.
And Pia, now you mentioned that UN assessment teams have been traveling to these remote areas. Has there been any word from them in terms of what they've seen?
Well, the assessment teams had a real hard time reaching some of these areas. The roads leading to many of the affected areas have been blocked. Assessment teams have tried to go to many of the areas on boats. Many times they've had to turn around because the debris and the currents have been too dangerous. Many of the areas are only accessible by air, and the Myanmar authorities are making available both government helicopters as well as government boats to try to reach the most affected areas. Thankfully, in certain areas, the water has begun to recede. Some people are able to return already from evacuation sites to their homes. But our concern right now is that the waters are flowing south towards the large rivers and towards the delta region of Myanmar. And we are concerned that there may be secondary flooding in the coming days when the river levels hit critical levels.
Was there much preparation ahead of the monsoon this year?
Well, Myanmar is very prone to earthquakes, cyclones, and floods. And floods do happen every year around this time during the monsoon season. This year, the floods have been worse than usual. But we do know that we need to prepare for floods and other disasters. The UN has been working very closely with the Myanmar authorities on disaster preparedness, on contingency plans, in order to be better prepared to coordinate and respond quickly in case of disasters, as well as working on disaster risk reduction programs to improve the resilience of communities.